Hi, I'm Hae-won Hwang from University of Maine Chemistry Department. I'm going to talk about plum chemicals today. So my research started from Maine State, the Department of Agriculture, Conservation and Forestry funded, and we want to diversify the farm market with plum production. We have two major fruits in Maine, which is wild blueberry or haibushi blueberry and apples. But if we add one more fruit in plum market, we can boost Maine's economy with locally grown tree ripened plums. So people can eat locally grown plums. But why plums? So plum has a good flavor from the organic acids and carbohydrates, and also good nutritional values like vitamin C, A, K, and carotenoids and fiber, and also relatively low calorie than other fruits. And this is the most important reason the harvest time of a plum is relevant to the peak of tourist season. If we compare to the blueberry we can harvest when tourists are in Maine, but if we think about apple we harvest after tourists leave. So that's why we need one more crop to sell to the tourists that can make the more economic boost. Another reason why we chose plum has a wider growing zone than other stone fruits. If we compare to the peach, apricot, nectarines, it has wider 3 to 8 growing zones. If you look at the main map, it has a 3 to 5, we have a growing zone. But this plum is included in there, but we cannot grow nectarine in Maine. So my plum research starts with 3 studies collaborated, which is pomology, food scientist, and chemistry. These pomologists, they select plum varieties which is suitable for the commercial production and also cold hardy in Maine climate. And food scientists, they measure general nutritional values, and chemists. So I developed the method to identify or quantify of phenolic compounds of interest, which could be the biologically active compounds. So this is what I'm going to talk about. So phenolic compounds, I already noticed many horticulturists, they are familiar with this benzene ring substituted with at least one hydroxyl group. And this is produced in plants as a protecting system. It's very essential to the cellular metabolism and physiology. And if we consider that one, this might be associated with promoting human health, especially through the preventing human diseases. So if I go back to the sophomore organic chemistry, we can talk about very representative one antioxidant mechanism. If you look at this hydroxyl group, they have a hydrogen oxygen bond that will be the cleaved by this reactive oxygen species. When we meet there, we produce one electron hydrogen. And also this phenolic becomes phenoxy radical. So this hydrogen goes to the free radical, scavenges this free radical into the stable compound. But phenoxy radical is stabilized by benzene ring. This one doesn't behave like a free radical. That's why this phenolic compound works in antioxidant system. So two important factors in this antioxidant system. One is number of hydroxyl groups. If we have more hydroxyl group, we can donate more hydrogen. Another is the location of a hydroxyl group in benzene ring. If it's adjacent, they can chelate into the metal, which involves in oxidation reaction, so they can prevent oxidation reaction. So this third compound is delphinidin. From wild blueberry or blueberries, they can chelate two metals. That's why this delphinidin in blueberry made blueberry as a super fruit. So I can group these 5 major phenolic groups in nature, but I was interested in these 2 groups, which is hydroxycinnamic acid in phenolic acid and anthocyanins. So why I chose these 2 groups? Phenolic acid, we can see 2 a subgroup, which is hydroxycinnamic acid and benzoic acid. So I found only hydroxycinnamic acid derivatives in plums, and which is major neochlorogenic acid. This is a simple hydroxycinnamic acid, caffeic acid, conjugated with quinic acid, which is organic acid. This one has the catechol moiety, chelate to the metal, and also has a propanoic side chain, which is different from benzoic acid because it's a carbon-carbon double bond that makes more stability in phenoxyl radical, so it's better in antioxidant activity. So this, with antioxidant mechanism, makes reducing the risk of human chronic diseases. Also, this chlorogenic acid is very significant portion in human diet. One of the highest levels in coffee, we can see as a different structure isomer of chlorogenic acid. So another compound, anthocyanins. So this is a biosynthetic pathway. This is the later when after they make anthocyanins, it can go further, goes to into the tannin also, but more like a later stage of this gene biosynthetic pathway. So I found the cyanidine as a major compound in whole plum compounds, and these all already studies are done for the many biological activities in vitro, in vivo, and also in clinical studies. So we can see this catechol moiety also, but we have a specific structure distinguishable in this positive charge in oxygen we call oxonium ion. This one, we cannot prove the mechanism of how this oxonium works for the biological activity, but they have a hypothesis, which is one of the oxygen species, superoxide anion, this radical favors in this positive charge in antioxidant activity. So with knowing these two compounds, my study starts with three plum species, Asian hybrid, American hybrid, and European. So Asian and American hybrid people use as a fresh eating plums, but European, more than 90% is dried and make a prunes, and people use as laxatives. So I collected plums from research farm from 2014 until 2017. We have all different kinds of varieties collected depending on year conditions. So some year we couldn't get the enough plum, but I could manage the analysis of this individual old plums. And also we have two stages of maturity between 2014 and 2015. But this maturity difference is not that huge. It's only partial ripe by firmness and tree ripe firmness. But both we can edible after harvest, but from partial ripe, we can travel a little bit farther than tree ripe. So my procedure starts extraction, solid liquid extraction by freeze-dried plum, and then optimize the solvent, make a plum extract, and then analyze by HPLC, equipped with a diode array detector with mass spectrometry. After that analyze, we kind of instrumentation, separation the all compounds to analyze, identify, and I identified anthocyanins and hydroxycinnamic acid in different wavelengths depending on phenolic compounds, and I quantified and analyzed. So what I found, from the identification, this all circled one I found, but I couldn't see any others yet, that circled one. So these two are quantified, so I'm going to talk about the quantified anthocyanin phenolic acid. I have so many data to present, but I only selected two distinctive results. So obviously anthocyanin's content depending on the color. So when we have this colored flesh or skin, we can have this high content, but if you have a green plum, I didn't see any detectable anthocyanin content, but no trend in species. But unlike anthocyanin, the hydroxycinnamic acid has the species dependent. European has lots of chlorogenic acid, but Asian doesn't have. But American hybrid, which is hybrid, that's why it has variables. So maturity dependent was a distinctive result in anthocyanins, because if you eat mature plum, you can have more anthocyanins. So this is significant accumulation during ripening. But quantified hydroxycinnamic acid in maturity was not that significant, because our ripe stage is not that far away. But hypothesis was, if you eat unripe plum, you get lots of hydroxycinnamic acid. So the result, some plum showed decreasing during ripening. But this is my result from kind of conclusion, relationship between this phenolic compounds and antioxidant activity. This IC50 value, if you have IC50 value, means the concentration, how much concentration you need to scavenge free radical. If you need lower concentration, that gives you bigger antioxidant activity. So when I see the anthocyanin relation with the antioxidant activity or hydroxycinnamic acid, I couldn't find any correlation, which was I was looking for the inverse relation. If you have more anthocyanin, your antioxidant has more. But I couldn't see the relation. That's why I move on to the total phenolic content analysis and correlate with the DDPH assay. That shows this curvilinear relationship. So it was inverse relationship, but curvilinear means when you reach a certain limit of your total phenolic content, it doesn't go further, better antioxidant activity. So really concentration dependent, but when you have lower total phenolic content, you can kind of keep lowering your antioxidant activity. So American hybrid was the best in antioxidant activity, even though they have different hydroxycinnamic acid or anthocyanins. So this is my conclusion, and I appreciate the faculties in chemistry department and also School of Food and Agriculture, especially Dr. Moran brought me to this special wonderful conference, which I never been, and I'm always in chemistry conference. So I learned so much from you, and thank you so much. Yeah.